Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming on to listen as we explore another important topic in the Sefer Nedarim, which has implications Shas wide, and that is the gather of Hefker, which is the discussion of this week's Daf Shavua. Good morning, Group Jeff. In the ongoing sugyos of Yudayim, the Gemara discusses various different levels of expressions under the hafla'a umbrella to create chalaisin. And those chalaisin consist of, as we've heard before, obviously, all nichlal in the master pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know whether it extends beyond Nedarim into kedushin, peah, tzedakah, and these are all yisaidistic Gemaras for the effectuation of the chalais of those actions. Now the Gemara comes to Hefker, says the Gemara. Yes, yad lehefker, dilma ein yad lehefker. So the Gemara says, "Hainet tzedaka." It should be similar to tzedaka. Emtim tzalim akamr. Emtim tzalim yes, yad le tzedaka. The ein hekesh lemachso, because everything is all in the pasuk. Beficha is tzedaka. And now the question is, if that's the case, can you effectuate a hefker through a yad? Oh, the Gemara says, "No." Mir meren hain tzedaka. Dilma shain tzedaka. Tzedaka lechazi alaniyim. Aval Hefker, Bein Laniyim, Bein Lashirim, Ad Kan, Lashon HaGemara, in which the Gemara is mistopic if there's a Yesh Yad Lehefker, and the Gemara says, why should there be a question about that? After all, it's Hainu Tzedakah, and the Gemara answers, Intim Tzalash Yad Tzedakah, do I say Hefker is Tzedakah, or then it is Hefker is only Chazya, Tzedakah's Chazli Aniyim, Hefker, a gvir walking on the street and somebody was mafker a nice piece of furniture and take it into his house. Bein laniyum, bein lashir. So the obvious shaila here in Lamdash Raid is, what's the inyan b'chlal of Hefker to tzedakah? What's the tushdel of Hefker to a tzedakah? So the Rishonim and the Achronim have several mahalchim. It breaks down basically into two mahalachim. Mahalach number one is shitas hatoisvis, where it's mashma, that when you mafker something, you will mafker it for the intention shiyis, gubay, and niyim, because why else are you being mafker something? Mistama, you're being mafker something for the purpose that the niyim should be zaycha. Therefore, it has analytical similarity to tzedakah, because by being mafker something and the aniyim will take it, you are doing a chesed with the aniyim. That's a mahalach number one. And let's take a look at the Tosfos inside. The short lashon of Tosfos, as the Tosfos in the Nedarim generally are. I can ask my colleagues to make it a little bigger. No, you're going the wrong way. The wrong way. The Tosfos. Back to the Tosfos. But you can maybe perhaps enlarge it so the Olim can see it. The Hefker Hainet Tzedakah. The Zuck Tosfos. Tam Hefker Mishvil. Why does the person being mafka something? Stop. You're being mafka something so that somebody else should benefit for it. Because Hefker is for tzedakah is for aniyim, and Hefker is both from aniyim and ashirim, so therefore that breaks the exact analytical linkage between Hefker and tzedakah. That's the shita number one. Tzveitin to the shita harambam. The Rambam Hilchos Nedarim brings a grace of chiddush. A grace of chiddush Rabbeisai, and this is the Lamdish Zog. While we're here ready, let's see the Then we'll go to Rabbah. The Asfund Daraisa is one of the great Sfarim of Pelesha Lumdus created between two wars, I believe. Reb Engel was one of the Quach exemplars of Gaonis in Poland. And Dr. Azai. They write shortly. The boy Yeshad Lahefka Parachan Sadaka. Previous Mitzvah Ein will bring to Tysvis. Hefkar Tzedakah Shgasas Tam Mafkir Shulchiyisku Very nice. It's true that at the end of the day, Stama Ani is going to pick up the piece of furniture. But Lavdavka, once you said that it's Mufkar, so it's Mufkar. Zokta Beis Mengel, that the mitzvah of Chesed must be. Keep on going. Goes on to be Meirich, and he says, "I'm going to pick out for you in the next line." First, let me summarize it, and then I'll pick up in the next line where he says his vart. He says that the mitzvah of Chesed, when you mafker something, is a inherent in the Maaseh Hefker. Why? Because the fact that a neem could be zeich in it. Shafts that the Maisa is a Maisa of Chesed. Now, the obvious question is once you mafker it, as we said earlier, the shearer can pick it up too. So, make taste it such a hefker should be a mitzvah. So, he comes up with a mechudish tikkapsat. He says, we're talking about here that there are neim lefanav. He's walking on the street and he has something in his pocket, but whatever the metzius is. And the anima right there. If he's going to give it to them, they're going to have to be mafresh. They'll have to pay miser for what they got, because ani has to pay miser from tzedakah. Ani has to be miser from tzedakah. The mesholach took in what's the numbers today? $1,000 a day. Coming around Lakewood, he owes Rabbi Shalom $100. Zokta Beis Avengo, Agoinus. That what happened here was he was mafkerit to create a tax loophole. They shouldn't have to pay. Meridik. It says like this here in the top of the left paragraph. The hefker any mitzvah cloud bestama. How can you say Hefker is a mitzvah? Given Shu Bailani and Bailashir. If the Aniyim is standing in front of him. The Aniyim is in front of him. He has this piece of furniture. He has something else that he has in his pocket. That it can be mafkir in such a case, since the anim are lafanav, and the anim will get it. And then he says, "Here comes the chiddush mechudash." So, mkayin lamlefkira. What do you have to mafkir? We're talking about tvua, not furniture. Not some baubles in his pocket. We're talking about tefillah that he's carrying tefillah, and he's mafkir the tefillah today. I would say this is a long example of chiddush atzum, not everybody accepts this. In the Vilyanis Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky, he writes that the ganze kasha nishver. Now, Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky obviously took the time to write Vilyanis on Sefer Asrum Deraisa, so you see with what esteem the Torah held at the ultimate base of angle. And look what he writes here in the bottom. Why kashan midi, the ganze kasha nishver. Stam hefker zeichen aniyim, shashirim ein tzarechloi. You go past your umdana, and the umdana is that Ashirim don't take the hefker, and therefore, by definition, does Hashem genug. And he brings a raya from the Medrash Rus. Scroll down, please. Pesach, it's on the bottom line. He brings a raya from Medrash Rus. He says, "V'gam shoyl tishulu la," when Boaz instructed, the scroll down, please. Boaz instructed how to deal with the taking of Naomi and Ruth. Says, "Mafkir gedushin aluskes says, says Stam hefker is when you mafker something, the intent is that Neim should pick it up." So you don't have to come on to this ganze chiddush that you're doing it today, patur from Maestris. Yes, it's true that an usher could technically pick it up, but it's also true that it doesn't really usually work that way. Fine. In Rambam, shteit azay. Let's see the Rambam, because this is the chiddush mechudash, and I'll have to cram in for you two derochim to understand this Rambam. Rambam is Hilchos Nedarim. Hahefker. The Rambam sums up the ganze sugya of hefker, which really is not sufficiently explained here in Perek Aleph, but we will get to hefker and Mirat Hashem in a few months in Perek Dalet, and there the sugya is the paros kesimla and all the of hefker. Here we have one relatively narrow question of yad, but the Rambam takes the opportunity here in Halacha Beis. And the Perek Beis Lochidal to explain the site of Hefker. A Hefker. Alpashain and Nether. That might be Mafka or anything. Harehu Kumay Nether, so also Lay Lagsbar. If you Mafka something, you can't be Kaiser. Umahu a Hefker is at the Rambam. Adam, Elu, Hefker Lakoil. That's the wash in the Rambam. Mechasim elu hefker lakoil may metaltlin may mekarkois. Ketzad din hefker. Kol hakoyim zachboi penel asme v'nasa shaloi. Double washing. Fil zeh yifker din by kedin kol adam kadm zachboi kineo. If you want to change your mind, you don't have first right to it. You can also get online and try to fight your way into it, and be rekineh it back. So Rama says Hefker is not an eder, but you can be chayzer. And the obvious kasha is very nice. The Gemara Taka asks a kasha on Yad, but what's the connection between the Nedarim and Hefker? So if you look in the Achronim, there's two basic ways to explain this Rambam, and that's what we're going to do in the next 15 minutes. In Tur Chesh Mishpat, Siman Reish Ayin Gimel, and in the Bach and Tur. The Torah brings the lashon Rambam that hefker is k'may neder. There you go on the side. Mao hefker brings the lashon of the hefker. Says the Bach, what's meant the Rambam that it's like a neder? Ma inyan hefker la neder. Shteitin Bach pirshi yavre mani chayzer midivori kiyum shloi sisa kin nelar yuk neder kasim la yachol devari. Alpi shu atzmi yachol es b'hem zelma din hefker. Avalei mi tayras chazara. So All of a sudden, we have this tremendous chiddush in this Bach that if you're chayz from what you said, l'yachol dibaray. Yeah, what do you mean? You can go take it back yourself. It doesn't matter. If you're chayz from your hefker, it does a din. L'yachol dibaray. Shteit in prisha. The sma. Doctor Azoy. Well, Masha Kasav also allows by Pisham Kadam of the way of also Limchai Slammer Dibur Ba'alma Dibarti. Can't you see somebody else taking it? You can't just say, oh, I didn't really mean it. I was just talking. Well, me and Umu Magdam Nasher Zachbay, Kanig Masik. You can take it back with a regular kinyan. Zach de Prisho, Masha Medvar, the Ain, Bachazarazu, Eli Isser, a Chazar by a Chazar, Shavian Chabangs, but it's true he's not allowed to be Chazar. But if he was, Chazar, a Chazar sticks. Azalem Prisha Beshita Sarambam. Can a Saram Shin Kasim Behaja Chalad Beklai Mershani Lefker Avar Ben Esri Lai Deinya Chalazal Shehetek Lash Saramam Vayim Bedrisha. So the Beis Yosef, before them, brings a Shita from the Ran that the Shliach cannot be Mafker your money. And the Kash is, why not? Shliach Shalom Kamaisai. Zok to Beis Yosef, the only thing I can think of is that the Rambam goes to Shita Sarambam. The Rambam holds Hefker like a nether. Are they state in the Sugi in the Dorim? Daf Zayin. And the Mailer, just like a nether, Zi Efshal Indar Ali De Shliach, because it requires Haflo'oh. And Haflo'oh requires personal explication. So to Hefker. So now we've tightened the link between Hefker and Neder. Shteta zoi. Inami, the Hefker loy mahan shlichus mishum the Hefker yeshoy din Neder. Kasa ram loch the Rambam kim the Neder din yeshoy mishum achle lam loy shlichus shem loch vayin kabal ein ezem shlichus shiasu vayin klum. Because, as I said, when it comes to this unique type of a flaw that has to be personally explicated. Avol bittul shinui neder shab money, but shlichus does not apply to shlichus. That from the Rambam and the Bach, who hold that hefker is a neder, and therefore it doesn't go out of his rishus. And if he dies, the yarshim. And that machlum to mekayim the nedra. The only time that anything comes out of what he's saying, if the Reuven was mafker something in his lifetime, it doesn't leave the estate, and no one is allowed to be zeich in it. And he says this has numerous implications for the ma'aseh. And he says, Makar, is this sugya? Let's see this particular ktsais here to there. Bablistic ktsais. Lashon HaRambam. Mayim bashka the kaz HaRambam efkar kenedar. Nikos the Bach. Akan l'shayinai. Misa bukani is akta ktsais. Fi ma shem bavar. Going to this Bach. Yod ha-sloch zain elam shum daf kumay nefesh l'alaz. Mayim kain nir de hefker. Ain no yisa kinyin. Yisa kinyin mayin nedal kan. Atay palit kwa yatsum rishusa through the kinyin. And Cain, what's the implication of that? If the Bach is right in the Havana in the Rambam, if the Bach is right, Hifkru Mace, Efshar the Hushal Yarshim, Kim Neelam Shum Nether, and then there's a Chalan on the third party. Then Mace and Yarshim Chuyel and Kam Nidre, we're seeing Rash Blood, whether in Perik Shalach, then he asks Gedarka Bakoidish Kashas Molovshas. But that's the Yisrael from the Ktsais. And he asks Lamaisa if this Yad Lehefker, which is the Gemara, is Medamet to Tzedakah. If you look in the sequence of the Gemara, it's a Bayad Leivshita. But if you look in the Rambam, the Rambam tells, seems to tell you that it's a bayit de'ifshita. Not clear why this comes out of the lashon of the Gemara. They state them say, slow, scroll it, please. Last paragraph. Recent base Asif, the Shulchan Yachal Vatal, and goes through the Shulch analysis and explains why that taka works. Venir Medvarov, pick it up here about 5 6 lines down the white lines. There you go. Venir Medvarov. Dadach Kuntaris Nanam Kaim and Parakam the Dar. I was sugar. Man reading Vinesha Lavakil Manishal the Hefker. Naran says clearly that since it's a teku, muchadim teres not tzedaka, teres not tzedaka, yeshad lo tzedaka, shadavik teres net. So the Ksei says it just doesn't work somehow fully the way the sugya of Sagamara, the Lashon of Gemara, plays out. But the svar and the lumdus, zok to Ksei, must be. Says Avinazer, according to the Ksei, would come out that if the hefker is mamash nedik alacha, why can't you make a shailos chacham in the hefker? And the answer, says the Avnei Nezer, is mikra din you could, but it's usher to do so. The chacham can't do it because by doing so you're being chav l'chayrim. You're taking away from the aniyim. Akan halach number one. Beautiful Avnei Nezer. I urge everybody to see it in Sim Kufnam Nun Gimel. Look at it yourself in the course of the week. Just put that on the Lamdish table, the second Mahalach in the Sukkot. Chassam Sofer, in Chuvas Chassam Sofer, Yerideh Shin Tez Zayin, says, Ich verstehe nicht die Ktzais. And he uses pretty sharp Lashon. He says, how could a Goyin Shkamaisai that right that Hefker is not like rights of Rishusa and stays in the Rishusa of the estate, and this is what he explains in Kavanas Rambam, still doesn't make any sense. Where is the Dimyon to the Darim? Facebook comes in, really going to my say, hear this. Fire shafti lem chuba cheres. We can trust the chain el nedim kane mace ain bonnet rechel and kayam nidroid. Dover bottle who, right? Kim nidroid, but dear Baal and Mafk, Quendis kayam and nedder. And he goes through the lashon of the Ktsais and he says, I don't understand this Ktsais and not royal going come by say. The Terry's rhyme, scroll down. Brings the Rambam and the Ktzais. And we'll conclude with this. It's a long shtickle here. Rav Tamaranchik. So let me first summarize for you. He says, I don't understand the Ktzais, which is based on the Rambam. And he has many, many kashas on this. He says, the Rambam's tumu in ma'id. Hefker's neder is tumu in ma'id. Eid shech, yeshpen hefker and neder. That's what Neder the Hefker is. Hefker belongs in Hilchos Chayshim Mish, but not in Hilchos Yerideya. He says many G'day Achrayna would discuss this, and he sends you to the Beis Eisiv and the Ktzais. So he comes up with a Chiddush, and don't have time to go through the whole Chiddush inside. But I'll summarize you just in a couple of lines. He says, Hefker is a chalais in the chafis, and that is a din in the chafza, and we all know the Dharma is in the chafza. That's what Shas, and that's when the Rambam is trying to make this dimyon. And just as the Dharma is chal in the chafza, so too Hefker, which is a siluk of your rishus, it's true, but you're being salik yourself from the chafza of the thing. Let's see it here in the paragraph Koza Nira on the left side. You could trade in a hefker. Chodamash a chevitz a bali balayim. A bali balayim. Going nixay Midbar, Beger, Shemesh, Vein Liarshim, the Melanas Chayv Tefka Lakoil. That's called Hefka Mela. I didn't have Kaidei Abailim. Eker Yisai, Dinadai Hefka, the second Yisai that we're talking about, Enemach Mesluk, which was the God of Asal Mechev. That's the standard way of thinking. Says the Terzram Nishtazai. The Gufakash, Eichel Lafke, Baal Blay Kinyan. Everything in the Terry requires a Kinyan. Eker Yisai, them from Dikka Chalais, Tayras Hefka. Then we also say the Hefka Chalal, Chayfer, the Terry's Hefka. Nifka Chacha, Baal Shalayel, the Universal Terry's Hefka, Shiesh, Ala Chayfer's classical. Classical yeshivish of art. Chalais Tairas Hefker in this Chayfetz. Chalais Tairas Hefker. Not Silukushus would require a Kenyan. Not Chayshmish would require a Kenyan. A Chalais Tairas Hefker. And that is the Dimian to the Dar. Reb Shimon. Shari Yasher. Shari. Berichav Gimel. Is Meir Kedarka Bakaydish and this Sugya. And he uses it to put down several Yisaitis and Shas, asks many questions on the Ketais, and he comes out with something a little bit similar to the Teres Ram, but Reb Shimon, of course, is writing in the Nusach of Shari Yesha and Tells, and the Teres Ram was writing in the Nusach of Brisk to the Talmud of the Rav. They come up in more or less the same Vartas, which happens a lot of times. The Shari Yesha and the And the Briska, the Sfarim, are somewhat similar, but in this case, it's not exactly the same, but they end up in the same place. At Kondravaisai, I thank my partners for enabling this. A beautiful sugya. Take a look at the Mar Mekaymis. Focus on the Rambam and the Ketais Cheshen's beer in the Rambam after the Bach. And the Echrenim's Kash on the Ktais and the two different, the three different ways, some Sefer, and the Teres Rams, Asagais, and the Teres Rams and the Shari Yesh's different pshat in the side of Hefker. Yashakach, see you next week.